Whatever you're struggling with, you don't have to go through it alone. The Suicide Prevention Hotline is here for you 24/7 at 1-800-273-TALK.
Who is WFODICKS?
Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks. You don't know those guys?
Well, I wasn't going to say it. I want you to say it.
I get super jealous of Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
Dude, shout out to a Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
I just wish you every
day. WFO Dicks. All right, that does sound suggestive.
You are now listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Right on a piece of paper.
Oh no! I've been hit!
If I'm really wasting our time, I want this all like from Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
That smells like the clover now.
It's a dangerous assignment.
WFOD starts now.
Guys, hello. How are you? Special Wednesday edition of the program for next week. We're not doing a show next week, so we're doing one tonight. So thanks for being with us. I'm Mike, my co-host, the albino alligator, the king of pranks, popcorn bitch, Mr. Travis Hulse is here. Hello, Travis.
Happy hump day.
It's hump day. And Travis, we're joined by a very special guest, our good friend B Rob from the Random Ramblings with Rob podcast is here. Hi, Rob. Rob, how are you? Are you doing okay?
Yes, I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking.
Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. So much to discuss. Rob, I definitely want to get into the whole conspiracy you had brewing with the Purge box set.
Yes.
I want to hear about that at some point. I did want to talk about, you know, this internet we have, it's an amazing thing. You can find out things. It seems now if I want to find something out and I can't find it out quickly, I get really frustrated. And I should remember how difficult it was to find things out before the internet, but now I just expect it.
Yeah, we're entitled. We're privileged now.
Yeah, so the other day, I don't even remember what it was. It might have been our conversation about the Hollywood Fantasy League championship belt that went missing. But I got really interested in how the tradition of championship belts even began. Like where it came from, what its origins were. And surprisingly, there's really not like a lot of information out there about where it came from. It's primarily with people that fight. And the first one that anyone could find any record of was like in 1809, some guy named Tom Cribb, who was a bare knuckle boxer. They gave him one. And they said that the origins might have came from like back in the day when you'd fight, you'd wear like a sash, and your sash would be like it would have like your sponsorships and stuff on it. Like, you know, now like what's the guy that does UFC and Brock Lesnar?
Brock Lesnar, yeah.
He wears like Jimmy John shorts, right?
Yeah.
So it'd be like the equivalent of Jimmy John shorts. You know, they wear like a beauty queen sash with their sponsors on it. And then if you won the fight, then you got the other guy's sash.
Which I think it was typically like the house that you were fighting for, right? Like it would be like their family crest would be on your sash. and that would kind of signify, you know, who wins and who doesn't win.
I guess it'd be like taking your flag.
Doing the take 10 paces thing and turn around and like blasting each other with one shot. And then like, you know, just pulling the sash off the guy's dead body and like putting it on himself, like it, like a giant trophy.
Wear it as a trophy, like a necklace of ears.
Yeah.
Now, realistically, I mean, we've seen cartoon duels like on Looney Tunes and shit like that, but like how many of you think really went down like that? Like motherfucker be like, all right, we're going to walk 5 paces, turn around, we're gonna shoot at each other. Then, like, as soon as he said 1-2, the motherfucker behind him, like, blah, blah. Like,
right. Well, wasn't there, like, a third party there to make sure that everybody stayed honest?
I think you get yourself put in, like, the stockade for that. Like, take it, you don't take your 5 paces, you're gonna get locked up.
I guess it's better than getting shot in the face.
Out there, I'm shooting him, too.
That's not a bad...
You got that backup one-shot pistol?
It's a good strategy, Rob. A good strategy. Just kill everybody.
No witnesses.
People can do better research than I did. I mean, you know, I gave it a good 10 minutes, Travis, and then I was like, I can't find it.
The
information just wasn't right in front of me right now.
I always envisioned it like it was like probably somewhere down south, and that, you know, like some guy's like grandpa or uncle or something was particularly large in stature, and like his he died and his old belt was like hanging in the barn, so a couple of rednecks are like going to town, you know, they're just for shits and giggles, they're all hopped up on moonshine, and they decide, hey, let's throw a couple rounds. It's like, well, what's the point of that? It's like, well, ah, fuck, you get old Uncle Leroy's giant belt. And knocks him out and he gets the belt.
Yeah, then it's like, it's kind of like that with, you know, rodeo shit. You know, they get belt buckles for every time they win like a bull riding contest or something.
You know, that bull riding is the best gig in town if you can get it. You know, like the best bull riders in the world, the longest that they have to stay on a
bull. 8 seconds.
Like 8 seconds. That's it. It doesn't seem like it would be. I'm sure it's very hard because most people are not very successful at it. But 8 seconds just doesn't seem very long.
It is if you're on a bull.
I don't know.
It would just seem like a lifetime.
Woman too.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you not ever rode one of those mechanical bulls, Mike?
I have not, no.
And they're not bulls, you know. They try to show you accurately what a bull would be like if you're on his back. Obviously, it's not 100%. It's not easy to stay on the back of
those things. Well, and you don't run the risk of it turning around and fucking your shit up once it knocks you off.
Or boring the shit out of you.
Well, right, and you also have like a giant 10-inch pad for you to fall on when you come off and not like hard ground.
Do you wear like a hockey helmet or something, or... Can you just go up there?
No, you don't wear anything. You just get on.
Yeah, I've seen a female swag surf on one of those things, like stand up on it on her 2 feet and kind of surf it while I rolled around. So I don't know what was they probably had it on a low setting, but she was still standing up on it like it was a motherfucking surfboard and shit while I was going around and shit.
That is pretty impressive.
That's probably like one of the things that you would think is really easy, but is actually very, very difficult. Like the ring toss at the carnival. That's the only one.
Skateboarding.
Yeah, skateboarding. I've tried skateboarding. It's hard. And I mean, I can skate just fine, but once
flipping
you
the feet.
Yeah, and skiing. I think skiing would be easy because you're on 2 feet. I mean, how hard could that be? You just stand there and like kind of shift your hips. It's probably very similar to coasting while you're skating, right? But then, you know, people die all the time. I guess people die all the time doing anything.
Yeah. Especially when there's trees involved.
Yeah. The moral of the story is just don't do anything.
Don't do anything. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I mean, just avoid it. Do you know those hoverboard things? Those look hard, but are probably easy. Like
I don't know. I seen Mike Tyson fall off of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you just kind of lean forward a little bit. You probably figure. And those Segway things, those are like magic.
I don't know. Didn't somebody, the Segway guy, Segway off a motherfucking cliff?
Yeah.
The guy who started the Segway. Yeah. Didn't he? Yeah. Well, he probably just used it all the time. It was like second nature to him to ride around on that stupid thing.
He probably wanted to end it all. He was tired of this shit.
You know what? Good. Good, I say. Bringing that devil device into this world. He deserved it, that guy.
Yeah, yeah, because it spawned all the fucking so-called hoverboards that we got floating around this bitch now, which is not a fucking hoverboard because the motherfucker don't hover.
Right, right. It's got wheels on it. It's a wheelie board. It's a horizontal skateboard. It's stupid. I don't like them.
I don't either. I seen the motherfucker pushing a shopping cart standing on one. I was like, I don't get it. I don't see what's going on here. But what I have seen is a motherfucker rig up. He took like a single chair, like a little freaking patio chair. He put another set of wheels under it in the back. Then he hooked up like a long stick from those wheels through the front legs of the chair to one of those hoverboards that he just had under his feet while he sat in the chair, and he made like a little car out of the motherfucker.
So he had the hoverboard that I guess it's powered, so it moves.
Yeah.
And then he just kind of like skied behind it?
Yeah, he sat in the chair that was fixed. Like the rear of it had its own set of wheels, and those wheels were affixed to the middle of that hoverboard that was under his feet in front of the chair.
Fucking ingenuity, man. That's brilliant. Yeah,
I feel if I'm going to do any of those things, I'm going to have to be in a seated position, because when I inevitably fall, I'll already be closer to the ground.
Exactly.
Because I will fall. I've tried for years to figure out how to skateboard, and I just couldn't get the balance right.
Instead of saying, oh, shit, you'd be like, oh, no.
Yeah,
oh.
I wore a lot of the skateboarding shoes, and I tried to pretend like I was a skateboard guy because it was cool.
Is that when, like, Skechers and Vans and shit were specifically for skater punks?
Yeah, like Vans and Airwalks and stuff. And
Airwalks. That's what I was
flannel,
thinking of.
Flannel. Travis, I was way into the flannel. You know, I was like, hey, man, I'm one of you guys. And they're like, oh, really? Do you skateboard? And I was like, yeah.
Oh, I left my deck at home, bros.
Yeah. You can use mine. Fuck.
Oh, I'm not comfortable on anybody but mine, you know.
You know, I tricked it out myself.
Rob, I want to hear your theories of the... Because, see, you were claiming that the Purge DVD conspiracy was a conspiracy. Do you have theories of like what they're trying to do?
Well, let's lay it out here. What are we talking about?
Rob has like an ongoing series on social media. He's uncovering like some kind of thing going on at the Walmart. You know, Rob, he goes to Walmart a lot, Travis.
I do, but we not everybody is familiar with that. So Rob needs to lay out piece by piece what's going on.
I want
with
him
the
to
Purge
string
DVDs.
Us a tale.
All right, sit back and relax as I spin you a yarn of the Purge conspiracy. All right, so when the first Purge came out here recently in theaters, I was like, man, we should marathon it. So I go through my movie catalog here in the house, and I was like, fuck, we don't have any of the Purge movies. So I went to Walmart, and they just so happened to have the trilogy box set, The Purge. What was the second one?
Anarchy.
The Purge, Anarchy, and Election Day. It had all three of them in one box set. It was like $20. Good deal.
Let's get it. Not bad.
Do you feel irritated when they have a trilogy box set when you know there's a fourth movie?
Yes.
You know that this box set isn't going to be the whole box set?
It kind of pisses me off. What happens to me is like they'll come out with one. I'll buy that one. Then they'll come out with two. I buy that one. You know, I buy them all individually. And then when ever the fourth one get ready to come out, that's when they drop that box set on me. And I go to Walmart, and again, I was like, fuck, they got all four of them in the box. And I just bought them all individually. Then sometimes they have like the collector's edition cover.
Oh, they got steel books. Got the steel books.
Yeah, it'll be all these different variants. And then now the box set come out and got 1, 2, 3, 4. They're all uniformed and covered in a line. I'm like, fuck, I wanted the box set.
It's like them cinnamon Oreos.
Sell my shit so I can buy the box set.
Okay, so you buy the trilogy on Blu-ray at Walmart.
Correct. Then I take it home. We in the theater room. We watch the first Purge movie with Ethan Hawke. And then
I don't
go,
like that guy's face, that Ethan Hawke. What? I don't like Ethan Hawke's face.
He's just got like that one crazy tooth on the right side.
I just want to punch it.
I'm not with you there. I feel like he's grown into that face. Like when he was younger and they were trying to make him like a teen heartthrob and shoving him in a bunch of movies, I wasn't into the kid. But now that he's grown into it, like especially in Sinister, I feel like he fits that face really well.
Okay, so this is when the story gets good, Travis.
Okay, I'm all ears.
So they watch The Purge 1.
And then I go over and I, you know, opened up the box set because all three Blu-rays are in the one box, in the one case. So I flip over to the next side where the second one is, and it says The Purge, and it looks exactly like the first one. All right, maybe it's a misprint. No big deal. So I put it in there, same exact previews and everything. I was like, well, I mean, it is a box set. It's all three of the same theme movies made by the same company, so maybe it has all the same previews. Get to the title menu, The Purge. I'm like, what the fuck? So, okay, no big deal. Walmart right down the street, less than a mile away from my house, which is Plan by Design. Go to the register, like, hey, I bought this movie and it got two of the exact same Blu-rays in here. You know, everybody say DVDs. And she's like, okay, I had to talk to my manager about this. I was like, well, I don't want any money. I just give me store credit because I just want to go get another box set. You have a couple back there, just want to exchange it. Well, I still got to talk to my manager. She said, all right. She leaves. She come back. All right. She said, just go ahead and get the one you want. No problem. Go in the back, grab the first one off the shelf, bring it back, pay for it, you know, because they gave me cash, money, refund.
Right.
And I go home.
Right.
Open it up, flip to the second disc. Same shit.
Same shit.
The Purge. And then The Purge on the second side, I was like, they did this shit again.
Damn Taiwanese probably didn't get much sleep the night before.
To be fair, that day there was probably like 14 of them jumped off the roof to commit suicide.
So I was like, whoa, what's this madness? So I go back to the Walmart again. Same lady that I seen in customer service. I was like, yeah, I did it again. I was like, here's my receipt. And
did you talk to the same person?
The same person.
And she saw you coming. She's like, oh, it's Purge guy again. What's he up to? What's this Purge guy's scam here? What is he trying to do? Did she have to talk to her manager again?
Well, actually, the way it went down is like I came in there and she seen me. We made eye contact, but they had people in front of me. So I didn't go to her. I went to the lady that was next to her and I told her what was going on. And I was like, look, if you turn around, the disc that I brought back is what I just dropped off over there. It's sitting right over there. And she could tell you. And she's like, all right, well, I got to call the manager. I was like, no shit. All right, go ahead. Call the manager. So she went and got the manager. Manager said, hey, I can't do blah, 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 blah. I was like, but I just fucking left here. Look at the timestamp on the goddamn receipt.
He was suspecting that something was going on.
Yeah, so, I mean, look, it's all three discs. I mean, I'm not keeping anything, but little do they know, I have like three digital passes for like six Purge movies now.
What do you do with those, Rob? Do you do anything with them?
I give them away.
You give them away? Maybe that's... Yeah. Does anybody use those?
Oh, yeah. People totally use them. If you go on eBay to buy like used Blu-rays or used DVDs, most of the time they'll be like, hey, it's brand new, except it's missing the digital code.
Yeah. Huh. Guys, if you want some digital codes, you hit me up. I got lots of them.
Yeah.
I used to try to sell them on eBay, but they really cracked down on that.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They sure did. They had a whole stink about it. They got this dude that was on Instagram that he would do that shit. He's like, hey, I got these codes for like $10, baby. Come hit me up.
In the chat, Matt Leroy is asking if one side was widescreen and one side was letterbox.
What's the difference?
I don't know. Those are the same thing. Maybe he means full screen, which nobody has.
I think he means
anymore.
Full screen.
Yeah.
I think it was three discs, three movies, right?
Yeah. Yeah, three discs, three movies. It was all separate movies in one box.
So the only way this could be a scam, if you're looking at it from the manager's perspective, is if some random guy had like
four copies of one Purge. Yeah,
what am I going to do with all these copies of the Purge
and just wanted part two?
There's so much more value in Purge election year.
Yeah. So we got that hullabaloo straightened out. I went to the back. I stayed in the store. I went up to them.
Good.
And I sat it up there on the freaking customer service desk. I was like, look.
You opened it up right in front of them?
I opened it right in front of them.
And I was like, and look, was the third one right?
No.
Oh!
The whole run was
I was
going to
say,
bad.
If you opened it in front of them and the third one was right, they definitely think you were bullshitting. But yeah, they saw it in action.
Yeah, so damn, I did that. And then, you know, I went back again. I was like, man, I can't let this slide. I ain't leaving this motherfucker till I get to fucking Purge Anarchy.
God, you got to just, at this point, you got to say, hey, you can keep the second disc. Just give me the disc out of the single movie box.
Like, that's what I was looking for. They didn't have none.
Of course not. Why would they do that? They have the whole trilogy to hook you.
Well, it's because they can scam you. That's how they get you. They get you by the singles.
So I went back there again. I got the very last copy. I went to the register. I opened it up in front of them again. And it was actually all three movies then.
Wow.
What are the chances that the first three are bad and the very last one is all of a sudden good?
I don't know, man. It's a conspiracy, I'm telling you. So, but I mean, I went through four sets.
It's a conspiracy,
I went through
Travis.
Four sets.
How could that even be? Like, I could see if, like, the third one maybe was fixed or the second one was fixed and then the other two were bad, but the last one that they had was finally right.
Now, Travis, as a former Walmart guy, what happens to those box sets?
They send them back. They put them back in their return section and then they ship them back to the company.
And they say, hey, you guys goofed?
Yeah.
And I guess they get credit back for it?
Yeah, they'll get credit back.
You are well versed in the ways of Walmart. I would like to talk to you 101 maybe after this show.
Right. Hey, man, I worked there for like 4.5 years.
You want to know what goes on behind the curtain?
Yes. Well, I kind of know what goes on behind the curtain. I got a homeboy that I grew up with. He worked in Walmart. He's been working in Walmart since since he graduated high school. And now he moved out here to San Antonio and he worked in Walmart out here. I call him my inside man.
He works at your local Walmart, the one that's like a mile from you?
Well, no. He worked at the one in my hometown.
Oh, okay.
In Louisiana.
Oh, okay.
And then he moved out to San Antonio. So I need to go visit him. He about like an hour and a half, 2 hours away.
Take a Walmart road trip?
Yeah. I mean, shit. I'm trying to go to Arkansas. Rogers, Arkansas. The ground zero, the very first Walmart.
Oh, the first Walmart. Yeah.
Yep. Then they got a motherfucking Walmart museum, dog. I follow him on Instagram.
Sure do. Where Sam Walton started the very first one. And that's when I worked there, it was still kind of grassrootsy and I quit right before we got a supercenter and before supercenters were everywhere. So my experience is probably a little bit different than current Walmart employees.
Yeah, I mean, I have a hard time remembering a Walmart not being 24 hours. I mean, they were in existence when I was young before they became the super Walmarts and the big 24-hour monsters that they are now. But I have a hard time remembering those times because it was, like, so short for me, I think.
Right. Well, and that's another super corporate. Like, back when I worked there, it was small towny enough and not big enough where I could still, like, if there was announcements that need to be made, like, they'd write their own, like, electronics announcements for, like, to try to peddle Halloween DVDs or something. And I could get on the intercom from electronics and, like, use a voice. I could use, like, some kind of southern voice or whatever kind of spooky voice if I wanted to and read the announcements that way. And nobody, you know, gave two shits. I don't think you get away with that now.
Can you give us a preview of one of these spooky voices?
Yeah, I was gonna ask that.
I don't think I can. I mean I gotta work on those things.
Give us your best impression of somebody
clean doing up aisle three. We have an amazing deal on Mary Kate and Ashley box set. The spooky years.
You know, something like that.
I thought you was about to go talking about some blueberry and frankenberry and
what happened to Mary Kate and Ashley? Where did they go? Are they still around?
They're fashion gals now. The only one that acts is old Elizabeth.
Yeah, she absorbed them and became a whole different being.
Wasn't she their sister?
Yeah, she's their younger sister.
And
yeah.
They just took all their millions of dollars and
fucked
went
off.
Went away.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, peace. We made that.
Hey guys, we're just gonna go fuck off now.
Yep. Built an empire, built a children's clothing line, and now see ya.
I see. Wow. I mean, that's the whole measure of success. When they rebooted that Full House thing, the Fuller House, they was the only ones that didn't show up. Everybody else did except for them.
Yeah,
so that's the measurement of success, if they didn't want to show up or need to show up.
Yeah, yeah, like, what are you pathetic assholes doing this for? We're fucking rich.
Yeah, because, I mean, nobody really went on to do anything after Full House, except for John Stamos went back to soap operas for a little bit, and he did some Broadway acting.
Matt has a good point in the chat. He reminded us that one of them killed Heath Ledger.
With the cocaine?
Wasn't it sleeping pills?
Yeah, I think it was prescription pills.
She was like, Heath, just try all of these.
Hey, I only have half a bottle left, so that might be fine for tonight. I'll get you some more tomorrow.
Hey, you sleepy guy?
This is how it is for me. I was like, all right, motherfucker died on some shit. And I was just like, all right, I'll just leave it at that. The motherfucker dead. He ain't here no more. I don't give a shit. Now I know that was one of the fucking dastardly Olsen twins.
Yep. They're trying to take him out. They hate Batman.
See, and the problem is you don't know which one it was.
Oh.
If you looked at him and you knew which one, you would know which one you were looking at.
Yeah, see, but you have to see them both to compare, right?
You would have to see
which one looks worse for wear.
Yeah, one got strung out for a while.
But they both look strung out. Because, I mean, it's just like, it's the twin effect. One get fucked up and the other one feel it. So, I mean.
I suppose that's probably true.
Because every time I seen them motherfuckers, they look all crackish together.
Yeah. Very, very, very thin gals. Mm-hmm.
It's like they hit a gypsy on the road and their spouse came up and was like, thinner.
Thinner.
I just saw Uncle Joey in like a Allstate commercial or something. He was living in somebody's couch.
Oh, he did the cut it out bit, right?
But yes.
No, Joey. Stop it. What are you doing? You don't need to do this.
Do you remember his show that he had, like on Nickelodeon or some shit?
I do not.
Well, he had America's Funniest People for a while, where he did the voice for the jackalope. Remember those little jackalope bits?
Yeah.
Travis, can you do the jackalope laugh? Like
Go ahead. Hit the jackalope.
The jackalope laugh. Can you do it?
No, can you? I don't even remember it.
You like that?
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Isn't that it?
That is it.
And then when he went to Full House, he brought that same voice over for the woodchuck.
I think he took the woodchuck voice to America, because he got that after Full House. So I think he took his Mr. Woodchuck voice to America's Funniest People.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He just has
that
one voice.
Tony Katane?
Just has that one voice that he just does over and over again. That's all you need is one.
He's like, is that Skateboard Madoff? What?
It's pretty good, Rob.
That's kinda, really good.
It's not bad. Like you could take over the Uncle Joey mantle.
Kind of sound like Schmeagol.
It does. My precious.
Can we, guys, can we go to break? And when we come back, can we just do the rest of the show in that voice? Like all three of us will just talk like that?
That'll
annoy the shit out of people.
That's fuck for people. I don't care.
Yeah. Oh, we're back for break.
Oh, my precious.
Travels.
I'm the jackalope.
Travels, did you hear that Rachel Ray's dog food has Roundup in it?
What?
Rachel Ray, her dog food has Roundup in it.
Roundup?
Is Roundup. Like a weed killer? Roundup kills weeds on dogs.
Oh, no.
My head hurt.
You've been doing it for like 30 seconds.
Time once again for the Hollywood Beat with your inside source, Drunk. This week, Drunk talks to Ewan McGregor about his new film, Christopher Robin, in theaters now.
What attracted you to the script?
I really like Christopher Robin. I really like playing him.
Cool. All I need. Thanks for being on.
This is Salt and Pepper.
This is your DJ Godfather Grandmaster Flash.
Hey, this is Janet.
Hi, this is Madonna.
Hello, this is Whitney Houston.
I'm in the mix with
WFO.
You're Mr. and Mrs. I'm sorry to tell you this, but your time is essentially up. And you failed. You failed to deliver the homeless swine. I'm very disappointed as you fine folk should know better. That piece of filth that you are protecting exists only to serve our need to purge. bid farewell, sweet Sandy. Release the beast, boys! Let the killing commence!
Like us, follow us, stalk us. We love the attention.
And now, another wheelbarrow full of dicks phone scam with the king of pranks, Travis Hulse.
Thank you for calling Virgin Target. May I help you?
Hello, may I speak with somebody in the grocery department, please?
Yes, hold on 1 second. Hi, this is Market. How can I help you?
Hi, I was wondering if you could verify whether or not you had Wavy Lays.
Wavy Lays? We do have Wavy Lays.
You do carry Wavy Lays?
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have a great day. Turn to the king, baby.
Online and on your mobile device.
Live. Strangelabel.com.
Here's Drunk with a look at the weather.
Our obesity epidemic can be best described as a boiling pot of rice. It keeps getting hotter, and we keep getting softer and fatter. Destined to a life of struggle and no polar bears. Now back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
And I go into the ground. I won't go quietly. I'm bringing my crown. Go into that ground. Oh, they gotta bury me face down.
From the rubble, what do I see? There's a whole damn army thinking that they're gonna harm me, saying that I'll never get free. Oh, I got troubles. They won't let me be. But I won't get tired. Set the town on fire. Till my troubles got trouble with me. Thinking that they've won. It's only just begun. When I go into that ground, I won't go quietly. I'm bringing my.
Boy, let me tell you.
I've been on the run.
Guys, welcome back. Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. We got our buddy B-Rob with us. Travis, did you see now every time I say Travis, feeling very self-conscious about when I say Travis now, because B-Rob pointed out to me on Twitter that I say Travis a lot.
Hey, Mike.
What?
Before we get back into it, I feel I'd be remiss if I didn't bring this up real quick to ease any fears you might have. A headline from CNN today quotes the MoviePass CEO as saying, "We now have the right model." So rest assured, our stock portfolio is going to be just fine.
Or are we okay now?
Just fine.
We could buy more now, huh? Because it's like 9 cents.
As of today, it was 6 cents as of market close. So.
Oh, it's down to six?
Yeah, it dropped again.
Oh, so he definitely has it figured out, right?
Got it figured out. Hey, they just cast Bruce Willis in a $10 million paycheck for a movie that they're putting out, I guess. So,
yeah, they put out Gotti.
Yeah, they're really recouping the cost from that.
Yeah. I'll tell you.
They are trying to be like on the Netflix level to where they can make their own movies since they're like a movie-centric thing.
So far, they've backed two movies, Gotti and one I've never heard of. And now they got this third one coming up with a screenplay, and it's Bruce Willis signed on to star. So I'm doubling down on this MoviePass stock option.
What's the worst that could happen, Travis? What's the worst that could happen, you know?
Well, so far, I've only lost like $35. So,
oh, that's all?
I mean, yeah, that's not bad, right?
Not bad.
I mean, is it insider trading if you give me some tips on how much should I invest?
Well, I mean, he's not an insider.
No, right. I mean, I say invest your life.
Yeah.
What do you got? Liquid. Put it right in the movie pass.
Ah. It's so hot right now, this movie pass.
So hot right now. Hey, just look on Twitter. At any given moment, 40,000 people are talking about movie pass. So, hey, no publicity is bad publicity. Am I right?
But it's all complaints.
But it's also getting people intrigued. Hey, if they hadn't heard about MoviePass, they're like, "Hey, what's this MoviePass I keep hearing about?"
And that's what sucks, man. It's just like when I first got on, I was just like touting the shit out of it. I said, "Oh, you go see one free movie every day, 30 days, 31 days out of the month, and shit." And now they're making me regret my purchase. You know what the scam is, right? It's like, oh, we're going to make this all shit all frustrating. Then you cancel so we can recoup some of that goddamn money.
See, but what kind of scam is it to get you to cancel it? Like, what benefit would that be to you?
I don't know. It's just like, all right, $9.99, see one movie every day. And then now it's like $9.99, see three movies that month.
Yeah, they back it up a little bit more each time. But I mean, if they continuously lose people, that's bad because the only income they have is that $9.99. So
at the same time, though, they're not buying tickets for the subscriber. So I think right now, I think and there's a lot of conjecture on that's actually what they're doing is trying to get people to quit so they can try to figure out what the fuck they're actually doing.
And then, from what I understand,
now that they got their name out there, they got all the publicity.
Think about this real quick. If something called MoviePass came out this month, right, you'd never heard of MoviePass before, and it said $9.99, you can see three movies per month for $10. That's essentially getting two movies free per month. That's a good deal. If they wouldn't have blew their wad as soon as they came out saying, watch as many, it's fucking anarchy around here. How many movies do you want to see? You want to see a movie every day? No problem.
Now, if you want to get into some really Alex Jonesy shit here, what if this whole thing was just to get you to download their app onto your phone?
Data mining. Yeah, because like the 23andMe conversation we had.
Yeah, because that's what they want is your data. The data is the name of the game. And once you opt in and you have that app on your phone, even if you cancel it, who deletes apps? It's probably just going to sit on your fucking phone, right?
And it doesn't really matter because they already have your information because you didn't read the terms of service.
Yeah. Who is your data and what does he do?
Yeah, they have all your info. They probably have all your friends' info. They got what they needed. Now they just need to get you to go away.
Yeah. From what I understand, if you cancel now, you can't sign up again for 9 months.
That's a great strategy they have. The tell people to go away and never come back strategy. That's a great marketing strategy, Travis. We need to buy more of this stock. You're right.
I'm buying more right now. I can now buy after hours, so I'm in it.
See, because what they're doing is they're creating exclusivity. They're saying, you know what? We don't need you. Fuck you. You're out of the club. And that just makes people want it more.
It's just like that American Express Black. Like pretty soon the only people with MoviePass are going to be like Paris Hilton and, you know.
Yeah, I think I got a thing.
And the Olsen twins.
And the Olsen twins for sure.
I think I got a thing from the black card saying that like you have to give them $350 a year or something to have it.
It's not a card that waives the annual fee. You absolutely pay to have that card.
Seems like couch. A bad gig. I mean, you don't even hand people your cards. Who would even be impressed? You do it at the little kiosk.
I mean, when you're buying like Cristal for the table at the high-end club, right? You know, it'd be like, who's got this? And then you pick
I
up
your, got it.
right over here, everybody. I'll pick it up.
So, I mean, do I get any incentives or perks or anything for having a black card?
Yeah, you look cool as shit, Rob. There's can't put a price tag on that.
It's true.
Hmm. I don't know, but I'm just saying, I mean, since I'm black, do I get any, you know, extra perks, hookups, nothing like that?
Well, knowing American Express, you probably get less.
Yeah, this is true, because this is America.
Is that a thing you can say, Travis? Did you just slander American Express?
I don't have an American Express card. What do I care?
Is it common knowledge that the American Express is like that?
No, I just kind of made a blanket statement.
Made a blanket statement about American Express.
What's in your wallet?
Just throw it out there. Oh, yeah. No, that's not it. That's Chase, isn't it?
No, I don't know what it is.
What's in your wallet?
Into my head is what it is.
That's Bank of America. They're all, that's all how they all operate.
It's all the same damn thing.
Do they all want you to cancel too?
There's only three record labels.
Yeah, they're all in cahoots. Now there's only like two movie studios, so.
Yeah.
Disney
and Warner.
Disney and who they haven't bought yet.
Right, exactly. Or who AT&T can't scoop up.
Yeah. So if you go to the mall and you see a Kay's Jewelers and a Gordon's Jewelers and what other jewelry stores they got?
Jared, of course.
Jared. All those motherfuckers is the same place.
It's De Beers, isn't it?
De Beers, yeah.
All of them are the same company.
Well, all the eyeglass places are the same too.
Right. And all those jewelry stores, too, like, sell inferior products. If you go to, like, an actual, like, independent jewelry store, like a hometown jewelry store, and take one of your Kay's Jewelers fucking engagement rings, they're going to be like, where'd you buy this piece of shit, and how much did they soak you for?
Yeah, I mean, they look at it in a little microscope, and they're like, oh, yeah, this one's worth about, like, $800. And like, they're, see, look at this and look at this. And they're like pointing things out. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, look at the tip of this one. Comes to a point and it's like a bright white, but it's not clear. So that means the mark of quality.
Yeah, this one's a G rating. Oh, cool. What does that mean?
It means they didn't kill. They're not blood diamonds.
Yeah. A small child in Uganda did not lose their arms for this.
Although I think that the people that sell the not blood diamonds, if they are selling blood diamonds, they probably just don't tell you about it.
Yeah, we didn't know our dealer was selling blood diamonds. We just saw that they're really nice diamonds.
Be an interesting marketing strategy to be like, these are blood diamonds, like for sure.
And like upcharge for them?
Yeah, because they look. This diamond is more valuable because somebody fucking died for it.
Maybe that's what's wrong with China's doing fine, I guess. But like, the Chinese economy could be amazing if they just said, hey, look, you sent it over here to be produced cheaply. Well, guess what? We had to employ children. So now we're going to jerk these prices up because a bunch of kids made this shit.
Yeah, you had to have it and we didn't have enough adults to make it. So we employed children. They worked really hard. You're paying more.
But I don't get it. Doesn't China have like the most people in the world? So how do they not have enough adults? Do we just have like a population of children running around? Well,
the Chinese government is probably forcing the adults to do some other shit.
Yeah, the adults jumped off a building and their arms don't work anymore. I think that's the second Chinese suicide joke. I'll have to cut that out, Travis, because we can't double up on Chinese suicide. One
no, it's
an
a
episode.
Callback.
Oh, it's a callback? It's a
callback. Okay. So it's just one joke. It's a running joke.
Yeah, I'm bringing
it
back.
Intentional. So
guys, before the end of the show, we're making another Chinese people commit suicide because their labor practices are shit joke.
Yeah, they're terrible. We're trying to bring awareness to how terrible it is that they do that to these people. And now Rob has to make at least one more Chinese suicide joke towards the end of the show to really bring it back around.
Yeah. Okay, make sure you count me down toward the end so I don't forget.
Right. Will do.
And so, the Chinese. See, guys, what we're trying to do, we're not being insensitive. We're trying to say that what you do is important.
It's weird.
It's important, and you should be compensated for it. Like, you know, like all your ghost cities and stuff. It's weird. You guys do weird stuff. I get it. But, like, you're not charging enough. I get stuff so cheap over there. Like, on eBay and stuff, you get stuff sent over here for, like, $1. And it shouldn't be that cheap.
You got to be careful, though, because if you buy socks, as I found out...
it's made out of sheep bladder?
No, it's just not the size you think it is, because their people are smaller.
I bought
men's socks, black socks in my size, and they came in and they fit my 6-year-old son, but they did not fit me.
Yeah, oh, yeah, their extra coat. Large is pretty small.
You bought a sport coat? Does that also fit one of your kids?
Yeah, it's more like you remember was that Tommy Boy or whatever? Yeah. I was the fat guy in the little coat, and I'm not fat.
Yeah, that's the problem with the Chinese, is they don't have much of a return policy.
Yeah, oh, actually, my wife, actually, she had tried to buy. She found a swimsuit that she liked, and the top fit fine, but she couldn't find the bottom to fit right. So she found this, just the bottoms, and she bought them, I think, on Amazon. Maybe it was eBay, but they were from China. She didn't realize it at the time. And it came in, and they were obviously way too small. And she emailed them saying, hey, guys, this is not going to fit a large, you know, or a medium woman or whatever woman in America. Can I get something bigger? Can you send me a bigger size? You're like, oh yeah, whatever. And they just shipped another one. They didn't charge shipping. They didn't want the other one back. That happened one more time after that. And then she just realized that they just didn't fit right anyway. And they didn't want any of the three swimsuit bottoms back.
Yeah, because, I mean, who wants anything with somebody else's crotch in it?
But at the same time, like, you'd think you'd want, like, proof. You know what I mean? Like, you could just be like,
but then again, we are talking about the same place that have dirty panty vending machines. So.
That is very. Oh, isn't that Japan?
Say, Adam, tomato, tomato.
Were you? You were just,
same I don't thing. Know. I did the joke too early, didn't I?
You did the joke way too early.
If the bikini bottoms don't fit, you better send pics.
What the fuck?
See, as a callback, Travis.
Yeah, there you go. Callback. We looped it all together.
It's all coming back.
Guys,
yeah, but that was another thing, too, like the Wish app. You ever get on that?
Yeah. And it takes like 3 months to get. And like you had already forgotten that you got
directly stuff from China.
Yeah, Laura gets stuff from Wish all the time. And like she forgets what she bought. She's like, oh, that's right. I bought these cactus stickers like 2 months ago and forgot about them. Like, what are you going to do with cactus stickers? She's like, I don't know. They were like a dollar. Like, yeah. Okay,
and
cool.
And see, you can gauge the time this way. How long was the fidget spinner fad around? anybody got a month, a week, or how long that fad was like a thing?
So you got your fidget spinner like 2 days ago?
Yeah, so I got ordered one because it was a motherfucking dollar, and you go around anywhere, they got a motherfucker on the corner selling them for 20, three for 20. So I was like, well, shit, I can get this one for a dollar. And I had to pay like 50 cents shipping. So everybody was out of motherfucking fidget spinners. And damn, here comes mine. And I was like, oh, I got this motherfucking fidget spinner. And it's like, that's like so 30 months ago or some shit.
No, nobody likes fidget spinners anymore.
Yeah, yeah. See, they have bad PR. They sell things really, really cheap. Because it's cheaper to make there because their currency is worth less. But they're looking at it all wrong. And like bacon. Bacon used to be like a peasant food. Bacon was like scraps.
Much like lobster.
Somebody at some point
this motherfucker without hitting some bacon.
Started PRing the fuck out of bacon. And now, like, bacon's a delicacy. You put bacon on everything, and bacon's fucking expensive.
Yeah, bacon lovers Facebook groups and shit. Like, just, like, bacon porn all over the internet.
Right. Fucking. Bacon is a whole goddamn business. And, see, that's what you got to do. See, like, right now, people are buying cruelty-free diamonds. And, I mean, like, what? Those guys just, like, go and have a nice day digging in the mines and come home and like nobody died. I mean, like, what was the struggle there? How difficult was that? The diamonds are it's common, but they have good PR, but like conflict diamonds. Non-conflict diamonds are bullshit anyway, right?
They're complete bullshit.
It's all bullshit. What JD Power do you have to pay to get the non-conflict diamond sticker on your
That's exactly it. It's all advertising. And like, I think we remember when we had Adam Conover on the show, and we were talking about how everything is pretty much based around rich people, like how summer break for schools is based around rich people wanting to take their kids to air conditioning or take them to the lake. So they like, well, sorry, inner city kids, you're just going to have to do without school for 3 months. And they kind of how they took the floor cleaner like and made it Listerine because right. they made up a fake disease. You know, like, oh, yeah, you're going to get something in your mouth. You got to get that out of there.
Nobody's going to want to kiss you if your breath stinks.
So it's just a PR machine. Like if you get good, we need quality PR person.
We do. Right? We need somebody to just look out for us and tell everybody that we're better than we are.
We're diamonds. We're the diamonds of today, right?
You know what we need is
these
need,
worthless rocks.
We need like
I know somebody who can do it for me.
Is that what we need? A mascot, Travis? That's what we need. We need like a little furry mascot in like a really nice studio. And it would be like, look at our really nice studio, guys. We're really fucking professional. We have a studio. We have a mascot. We have a whole goddamn thing. He's got googly little eyes that bounce around when he walks.
That's actually a really good idea to like create like a Muppet.
We need a Muppet.
We need a Muppet.
Oh, and then he can cameo in Puppet Time Murders.
Yeah, we'll just add him in.
Two.
And, oh, okay, so we need to find a Muppet builder so that we can make like a hand puppet that we can like do show promos for. Like before every show, he'll go on Instagram and be like, turn on tonight. And it'll be a whole fucking thing, Travis. Travis, this is the best idea we've ever had.
We gotta give him a name, something like with alliteration that people are really gonna remember and really latch on to.
How many syllables?
Bam, 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 four. So two four. In the first, two in the last, right?
Like Mr. Something. Mr. Something, right?
I know. Harvey Wheelbarrow.
Oh man, we're gonna have to brainstorm this. This is great,
guys. That'll be our fun hashtag game this week. Name the mascot.
Yeah, name our Muppet mascot.
Yeah, name our Muppet mascot. Hashtag WFOD mascot. Yeah, this will be great. This is what we're gonna do, Travis. This is gonna be our big thing.
Think about this. We're gonna remember this in 5 years. We're gonna be like, remember in 2018 where we had the idea to incorporate our Muppet mascot.
Incorporate our he wears headphones all the time. You know, because he listens to podcasts. He's a Muppet podcast mascot.
I know a couple people that can make those. And also, if you're talking about quality headphones, you can go to studio.com or use promo code 300.
Hey, I thought we talked about this last week, about this sponsorship shit on our show. unless you're bringing us a piece of the pie, you keep your sponsorships on your own show. We haven't had a sponsor in 6 months.
To the conversation.
We haven't had a sponsor in 6 months. You're bringing on your sponsors.
You know, Travis, that... What was the Cam Gal site that was sponsored?
Cam Soda.
Yeah, yep. Cam Soda. They were gonna send us some stuff to give for giveaways. They were gonna send us like a free like jerk off cards that we could give away. Never sent them to us.
Oh, that's right.
Yep. What happened to our jerk off cards,
Travis? We are trying to incorporate. We're trying to pile up a bunch of merch from our sponsors so we can put together a nice giveaway. But so far, only one sponsor has come through for us. I have a stack of DVDs here from our friends over at
Travis,
Wild Eye in October Coast.
Can we do a giveaway if you name our mascot?
Name our mascot? Yeah. There you go. What do you think?
I'll contribute. I'll give you some of my bootleg digital downloads that I kept from Walmart.
Yeah, I'll give you some digital downloads. And I think I have like... Chris Jericho's book,
I think I got a pop vinyl laying around here somewhere.
I think I accidentally have two copies of Finding Nemo on DVD. I'll give you.
Well, I have an extra copy of Green Mile.
Yeah. We'll put it together a box for you if you have the best name for our mascot.
There you go.
I'll even throw in some physical DVDs that are upgraded to Blu-ray that I'm was going to throw away.
To give you inspiration, I see our mascot looking kind of like the little honeycomb guy. Like a little.
I feel like he should be blue, though.
Yeah, he should be blue. You're right.
It's like a blue waffle.
Big, crazy eyes.
I don't know. What about green?
No, I like blue. I like blue, and I feel like people should Google blue waffle for inspiration. Like, it's a honeycomb. It's like a honeycomb, so it's kind of like a waffle. It's like a blue waffle. So Google that and see if anything strikes your fancy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure they got a couple on there if you Google that blue waffle.
Definitely.
Travis.
This is great. We've been trying behind the scenes to try to come up with a giveaway, and we just made one up on the show for our new Muppet mascot.
Name
our Muppet mascot.
Name our Muppet mascot. I'm gonna see if I can find us a Muppet on Etsy or something.
I'm serious about the Muppet thing. I do know people who make those.
You really do know Muppet guy?
You know Muppet people?
I know people.
Rob, you know Muppet people?
We got to talk about this. I got $100 in my PayPal account.
Travis, so. I'm pretty excited about this Muppet thing. This is going to be our thing.
And remember, if you're going to get the headphones on it, you can go to studio.com to where you can.
Hey, go ahead and plug your sponsor just for putting us in touch with your Muppet people.
Rob, you've plugged the sponsor twice, but have you gotten your Chinese suicide joke in yet, Rob? We asked you for one thing.
I thought I did.
Oh, you did? Did I miss it?
No. No, there was no suicide in that Chinese-Japanese joke.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Rob.
It's got to be. But then again, you said I got to hold it to the end of the show, and you're going to count me down.
All right. Well, let's try to work it in organically, I guess. Like people jumping off buildings, committing suicide because their jobs are terrible.
You know, when Chinese people make iPhones, a lot of times they jump off the building because they work long hours and they're tired of it.
I don't think that was a joke. It was more of a statement.
Maybe in post I'll add like a sound effect and then it'll be funny. Like it'll be like somebody falling.
Waka waka waka.
And it'll, it'll make waka, like a boing sound when they hit the ground. A boing.
No, we don't. There you go.
Hit him with the Benny Hill.
Oh, in the chat, Matt Leroy said, how about creating a Napier puppet?
Oh,
I can totally envision a Napier Muppet, actually.
Yeah. And I don't know. We'll have to workshop that. Travis, do you have like a pick of the week, something you want the people to know about?
Yeah, I was kind of going back and forth on this, and I'd say my pick of the week this week is
Castle. The Suicide Forest.
Please visit.
You see that movie, right? Had just like Jessica Biel or Alba or one of the motherfuckers in it.
No, it was that hot broad from Game of Thrones, Natalie Dormer,
Logan Paul,
and just so happens that she was a twin, just like the Olsen twins.
She was?
Yeah. In the movie,
Oh, that's right. Yep. She's looking for her twin brother. That movie was shit, by the way. Don't watch it. Nobody watched that movie. That is not my pick of the week.
I don't know. I mean, they put all that man hours and time into it. I mean, they might have actually committed suicide. Yeah,
Travis, I mean, like, people showed up and they, like, brought cameras and, like, they brought their expertise to it. And you just so quickly shot it down.
All I'm trying to say is that in this day and age, there's so much content to choose from, and when I see content that is below standard for our listeners, I like to try to tell them where to veer clear of, and that movie is not good. It builds up nicely. It's got some atmosphere in it, but by the time she actually gets to that suicide forest, my God, is it dull and stupid, and just her character is not smart, and it's just none of it pays off. So just if you have to watch some of that movie, watch like the first like 30 minutes and then turn it off.
Are you going to recommend that people check out the Plain White Tees Hey There Delilah TV show?
Oh, what? Man. Yeah. The new show based on the Plain White Tees Hey There Delilah song from 10 years
back? What you do to me.
Yeah, they're making a TV show based on that song.
Based on the song.
Wow. Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
See, there's this gal. Her name's Delilah.
She's in New York City.
Yeah, she lives in New York City. And the other guy, he lives somewhere else. And, like, he's a struggling musician. And he's like, Delilah, I miss you. I hope you're doing okay. And, like, he goes and visits her.
So the inspiration for that Hey Delilah song was plucked from the Waterboy movie with Roberto and Bobby Boucher's mom. How he went off to Hollywood to be a big actor and famous and shit, and he never came back.
Yeah, that's what it was based on.
Yep, and now he is coming back. Mike and I have already discussed this. We are starting a production company that specializes in turning pop songs into television programs.
Yeah, and Travis suggested Avril Lavigne's Skater Boy.
Mm-hmm. Said, see you later, boy.
Yeah, that's what she said. She said, see you later, boy. And then, like, a show was born, you know? Like, they made, like, 3 seasons on that 12 Reasons Why. The gal killed herself in the first season, and they're still talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and Avril Lavigne wrote a whole song. It speaks for itself, guys.
Kelly Clarkson, Since You've Been Gone, right? We're trying to see her rebuild her life since he's been gone. And I feel like that's going to be riveting television. And
she's free for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm picking some good hits.
Boys to Men, Down on Bended Knee. Ugh. This is he's really got to figure it out. He's down there. He feels like he really wants to spend his life with this girl. We're really going to get to the bottom of the relationship. So stay tuned for our new production company specializing in pop songs to television programs.
I could see the sequel to that, you know, Boys to Men song, like The End of the Road. It would be like next continuation of it. It's just like, got to the end of the road.
We're going to bring you in as a consultant because I really like that idea.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're in, Rob. You're in on the TV shows. You're in on the puppets. Rob's our behind the scenes guy, Travis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And to kind of bring the two together, the shows that we pitch and everything and get produced, how about we just have puppets as actors?
Oh God.
Every one of our shows is puppets.
Travis, I was listening to one of Kevin Smith's like 10 podcasts the other day, and he was doing like a Q&A with the audience, and one of the people stood up and they said, hey man, if you could recast any one movie and make the entire cast Muppets except for one human character, what movie would you do that to? And I thought about it all day. I didn't even pay attention to his response. Didn't care. I thought about it all day, and I think that I decided on Die Hard.
Die Hard would be amazing.
But not with Bruce Willis as the human character,
it'd be the bad guy,
Alan Rickman. Yeah,
no, you just make the wife the human, so there's like no humans except randomly she's like in there, like she's married to the puppet.
Oh, you can make Carl Winslow the human, or the dude in the limo,
the limo driver, Argyle. Yeah. You make Argyle
the only human. In the chat, Jody says Shawshank Redemption, but who would he make the only human? Morgan Freeman, probably, right?
Morgan Freeman, of course.
Yeah.
I've already come up with mine, and it is the Serbian film, and the only human in that movie is the baby.
No. No. No, that ain't right, man.
Rob, what's your puppet only movie with one human?
Blade.
And who's one human?
Blade.
Oh.
Well, he's half human, but
so I'm just like Steven Dorff.
So he's just going around slicing up puppets and shit, and be like red cotton fly out of them bitches and shit.
So they're like just round ball heads fly in the air, and it's just like just cotton red shit coming out of their like neck holes.
I think it would just be like the most ridiculous shit ever.
I love it.
Rabba.
I watched that movie too.
I would probably make it Blade 3, so it'd be even more ridiculous.
So you have the extra fighters. You got Ryan Reynolds and Jessica Biel in there.
Yep. And then you have a puppet dog, too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, absolutely.
I think that what we've learned from tonight's show is there's not enough puppets anymore. You don't see enough puppets.
Well, you know why, Rob? It's because they make them all in China. They're forced.
Damn it, you beat me to it, motherfucker. I was just about to say that shit.
Sewing so those googly eyes on just makes everybody a little depressed.
Yeah.
So instead of like, you know, when they take them, you know how they used to say, you know, you put two coins on their eyes when they die and shit, they just put two googly eyes on it.
That's exactly right.
Travis, the only other thing that I was going to bring up that we didn't get to is that Johnny Depp was going to make a movie about Biggie Tupac Smalls. Biggie. He was going to be like the detective that couldn't figure it out, and that got scrapped. And I was going to say good, because why would anybody want to see that movie when you know how it ends? You know that he doesn't figure anything out. So why watch a detective movie about a guy who doesn't solve the murder? What's the point?
And also, they just had a fucking 10-12 part motherfucking TV show on the USA Network about the same shit.
I don't know, man. I thought Zodiac was a pretty great movie, and they never figured that out.
Okay.
So was Inception.
Yeah.
You never figured out if that little dreidel thing fell or not.
No, I figured it out.
I think it did.
Yeah, it totally fell.
I think it did.
Yeah, because the bear from The Revenant came through and knocked that bitch over.
I think if you think the dreidel falls or doesn't fall is like, you know, the glass half empty or glass half full thing, right, Travis?
Yeah, I think.
That's what I would say is, you know, I think it falls, which makes me an eternal optimist. Rob, do you have like a pick of the week, something you want to know? We've been doing picks of the week for like 15 minutes now.
Yeah, I don't even think I said mine, did I?
Did you even get to yours?
I don't think I said
get
it.
Into a whole
Castle Rock
thing?
On Hulu. Watch Castle Rock on Hulu. I've watched one episode so far. It's intriguing, really good. Is it Bill Skarsgård? It was one of the Skarsgård guys. The guy that played Pennywise is in there. He's been locked in a prison basement for years, and they finally get him out, and a bunch of crazy shit happens so far. Watch it, Hulu. Castle Rock, Stephen King.
Can I borrow your Hulu information?
Yeah, I mean, probably.
Okay.
I don't think they have any limits. It's not like Netflix or anything.
Rob, do you have a pick of the week?
As always, if I'm on the show, my pick of the week will always and forever be the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio presentation brought to you by Spunk Lube, Hooks, Herbs, and Spices, and Studio Headphones.
Just use promo code WFOD when you visit any of those websites.
Exactly. You got it.
Rob, and wait for zero discount.
We've taken up a lot of your time the last couple of days. We appreciate you hanging out with us. Guys, be sure to check
out.
It's
great to have you on.
Rob's podcast, The Random Ramblings with Rob. It's 3R show on most of the social medias and stuff. So
except for that punk ass Instagram with that sorry son of a bitch that got the 3R show fucking hashtag and won't even use the goddamn account. I don't even think the motherfucker look at pictures or his goddamn DMs, because I DM'd that motherfucker and he wouldn't goddamn relinquish the goddamn 3R show hashtag.
Have you offered him some of your digital codes?
I emailed the motherfucker. I DM'd the motherfucker. I tried to get
him
banned.
Pardon me, sir, but would you like to watch The Purge election year 4 times?
Why are you bullshitting? Why are you bullshitting right now?
Hey, we tried to get Wood Floors of Dallas for a long time.
Oh,
and they
Wood
were
Floors
tweeting.
Of Dallas would not give it to me. They even said, hey, DM me and we'll talk about it. And then I DM'd them and they still didn't say anything to me. They get stuff from people at WFOD all the time and thinking it's us and it's not us. Those Wood Floors of Dallas, they've been skating by all these years. We got to get them, Travis. We got to go to Dallas and we got to give them a piece of our mind. You know,
hey,
what I'm saying?
Rob's kind of close, right, Rob? We
Rob,
can send him as our muscle.
We're sending you and our puppet mascot down to Wood Floors of Dallas to finish this. You know what I'm saying?
Those motherfuckers.
Yeah, we need to film.
And we are going to expect that we hire a cameraman to film the entire excursion. I would love to see Rob on the street for us, like, bombarding Wood Floors of Dallas, wondering why they won't give us their Twitter handle.
So that was the show.
Mike, you got a pick of the week?
Travis, my pick of the week is the Amtrak train. Because when you listen to this, it's probably where I'm at. I'm on an Amtrak heading west, I think. Yeah, that's it's great. West.
When you're on that train, I'll be immersed in the Yogi Bear universe.
You go out to Jellystone?
Jellystone Park.
It's exciting.
How about a little bit of that picnic basket?
I don't know, Yogi.
Wait, did you guys... That was pretty good. Do some more Yogi Bear stuff.
Yeah, go ahead. Do some more Yogi Bear stuff.
Did Travis do both?
I don't know. There's a pie on that windowsill. I think I'd like to have one of that pieces of pie.
Well, I don't know, Yogi. It's just the ranger's around. In the.
I make sure the ranger's going to have a deep, deep sleep, if you know what I mean.
Roofling, Yogi.
No, I slit his throat.
That was dark.
That was good, guys.
Kind of like the Suicide Forest.
Guns out, funds out, you guys.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
For listening to this installment of WFOD. Join us live every Tuesday night at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. Be sure to check out all the other great shows that station offers. You can download past episodes of our lengthy catalog or enjoy other premium content on our website found at wfodshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at WFODix. Email us Mike, Travis, or Drunk at wfodshow.com. Give us a call when we're live or when we're not live,
phone number there is 636-487-HAND. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon sponsors, Liquid Lozenge, Harry Balls Anya, and Brian Kranz. If you'd like to contribute, it's patreon.com/WFODix. We'll be back next week. Thank you, and goodbye.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.